Welcome to the Moms Who Create podcast. I'm Kelly Heil, a mom, author, and artist, and I'm on a mission to celebrate and empower you. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, I'm sharing my insights and resources, diving into the stories of amazing writers, artists, and entrepreneurs, and helping you rewrite the narrative of balancing motherhood with your creative journey. Grab your coffee, a notebook, and let's get started. This is the Moms Who Create podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Moms Who Create podcast. Are you guys having a good start to 2024 so far? So back in episode 106, I give you all some tips and tricks on setting goals in 2024. Then in episode 108, we talked about New Year's resolutions that you could actually keep. We're just over a month into the year. And I know a lot of you are hitting it hard with books, illustrations, starting a business, and putting yourself out there. So what comes along with putting yourself out there, making a name for yourself, pitching a book to an agent or a publisher, and just showing up? Imposter syndrome, of course. I'm sure most of you have heard that term before and also felt it. Merriam-Webster defines imposter syndrome as this: a psychological condition that is characterized by persistent doubt concerning one's abilities or accomplishments, accompanied by the fear of being exposed as a fraud despite evidence of one's ongoing success. Which is just a fancy dictionary version of you think you're fooling everyone even though you actually know what you're talking about. It's a normal feeling that even like really well-known celebrities have experienced. People like Tom Hanks and Emma Watson. Yes, Hermione Granger has felt imposter syndrome. Even me, here on my little podcast giving you guys advice, sometimes I think, wow, like who am I to do this? What do I know? Let's talk about this today, shall we? How can we tackle this feeling head on and really embrace that we do know what we're doing? We do know our craft. We are smart. Maybe we're even an expert in our field. Let's grow our confidence. So here are 7 ways to start. Here's our first thought. I'm going to call them thoughts, bits of advice, but really it's just like, we got to change our thinking around how we see ourselves. So 7 thoughts. Here's our first thought. Practice makes perfect. It's timeless wisdom, isn't it? It's a mantra we've heard since childhood, but oh, how loudly it resonates in the world of creativity. As moms navigating the crossroads of family, work, and our artistic pursuits, the concept of practice takes on like a really different meaning. Picture it, the quiet moments stolen during nap time, the intentional carving out of space and all of the chaos, and the absolute dedication of following our goals and passions and craft. But here's the truth, we're not aiming for flawlessness, we're not. Perfection is literally a mirage. Instead, we're going with progress, embracing the growth of our skills with every brushstroke or every word we write. It's about understanding that our creative journey is just that, a journey. It's not a destination. When you reach your destination, you're done. Life is this amazing journey. So let's embrace these imperfections, okay? Cheer for the little wins. We'll talk more about that in a minute. And consider the journey itself as the work in progress and as the work in progress masterpiece. Thought number 2, boost your confidence. All right, let's dive into this. As a mom juggling all the things, it's normal to question yourself. We question ourselves a lot, don't we? But when we break it down, confidence isn't this complicated thing. It's more like playing a role, okay? Picture your life as a movie and self-doubt is just an extra in the background, drinking a coffee and having no speaking parts. So my suggestion to you is to stand tall and speak up. Believe you're an expert in what you do. Because you probably are. You really probably are, but we always compare ourselves to other people that we think know more than we do. It's not about impressing others. It's about convincing yourself. Think of characters you admire, real or fictional. Embrace that role because confidence isn't a must-have for success. It naturally comes when you step into doing what you love. I don't like the phrase, fake it till you make it, because you're not faking it. I mean, sometimes I'll get my calculator out just to make sure 2 + 2 = 4, but that's called reassurance to myself. You're a writer. You're an artist. Just because you're not yet a New York Times best-selling author doesn't mean you're not an author. Just because your artwork isn't in the MoMA in New York City doesn't mean you're not a good artist. Just because your business hasn't hit $1 million in sales doesn't mean that you're not a legit business owner. You're doing amazing. Stop comparing yourself. Thought number 3, embrace imperfection. Let's talk about letting go of perfectionism, okay? Because I know a lot of you guys probably are. Many creative moms fall into this trap. The pursuit of flawlessness can totally freeze us up and just make us afraid that we won't measure up, right? Do you ever not start something because you feel like you can't do it like exactly how you should, or you can't do it to your full potential? One of my toxic traits is not starting something that I feel like I'll fail at. Fail as in doing it 99% instead of 100%. You know, it's not really failing, right? But you know what? Imperfection is not a bad thing. It's what gives your work really that unique flair. Whether you're writing, painting, or building a business, imperfections are like the little special seasoning that makes your creation stand out. So don't stress about being perfect. Enjoy the messy process and see how your like genuine creative spirit can come to life through all those imperfections. If you were so perfect at what you do, I feel like you wouldn't have those little quirks. You wouldn't have those things that make you you, make you special, and make you stand out from the crowd. Which brings me to thought number 4. Enjoy your unique journey. Let's dive into this a little bit more. Okay, our unique journey. It's like each of us have our own special fingerprint. Think of it like that. In a world that just loves to compare, let's just enjoy how different and cool our paths are. Lean into that. Think of the creative process as a winding road, not like a super boring interstate or highway that just, you know, you can see for miles and see all the cars in front of you. Even though imposter syndrome loves playing the comparison game, those detours, they're where you stumble upon all the awesome things about your creativity. If you don't see anyone else doing your exact thing, that's a good thing. I'm an Enneagram 4, and I thrive on individuality. Please don't be another pair of Uggs. Be toe socks. I like that. I'm gonna like trademark that or something. Thought number 5, facts over feelings. Now let's keep it real about separating feelings from facts, especially when self-doubt is whispering in your ear. Feeling like a fraud often comes from an emotional place where doubts are way louder than your actual achievements. Combat this by taking a step back and noting down what you've achieved in like a journal or even in your own head. It doesn't have to be on paper. Just like think about it. What have you actually achieved and accomplished? Look at all the books you've published. Look at the art you've crafted. Look at the words you've put onto paper. People you've coached, people you've helped, businesses you've started. And let the facts really just quiet down the emotional noise. It's not about ignoring your feelings though. I'm a super emotional person. I feel more than most, I feel like. Anyway. But I don't tell my emotions to go away when I want to. Like, I don't ignore them. Never ignore your feelings, but just focus on your actual real-life successes. I'm not a realist, but be a realist in that moment. I can feel a certain way, you can feel a certain way, but actually think about what is going on in real life, what you've done, what you succeed at, what you've created. Think about that, hone in on that. You're not a fraud, you guys. You're the real deal navigating this whole creative journey. And you're doing amazing, sweetie. Thought number 6, I love this one. Celebrate every win. Celebrating wins is a big deal. I've talked about this in countless episodes. As moms, we tend to downplay every victory in our life, and you know it. Considering completing chapters, finished paintings, or successful business steps as just small steps. We think, oh, this is just this. We're moms. We can do whatever. It's not a big deal. You know why? Imposter syndrome hates celebration. So why don't we treat each small, I'm putting small in air quotes, you can't see this, but I'm putting it in the air quotes, treat each small achievement as something big. Did you write 1,000 words today? Celebrate it. Did you write 5 words today? Celebrate it. Did you come up with a new project idea today? Celebrate. Each small step is really a huge progression to the end result that you're going to get to. So don't downplay anything, guys. Don't do it. Let's celebrate every win. I have one more thought. Number 7, find your people. Finding supportive people or even a mentor is gold. Do you ever cringe at the words, find your village? I don't know why, but sometimes I do. I mean, I'll say it, but it'll be like, well, I don't support, find her, I don't know. Anyway, where was I? Find your supportive people. Let's just say it like that. Or again, an actual mentor. You ever thought about that? Really think about that. Going solo might seem like cool or just empowering, but real growth happens whenever you share experiences. And it can also derail burnout. That's big. Connect with other moms who get what you're going through. Share your struggles. Ask for advice. And let the strength of a community be your shield against self-doubt. And don't shy away from seeking mentorship. It's like having a wise friend to guide you, you know, like a Yoda kind of. So whether you find your people or a mentor, just remember you're not alone. I was talking to my book illustrator, Haley McAndrews, yesterday, and she was like, man, I love hearing the people that you interview talk, like from all around the world. She said, it really shows me that we're all kind of experiencing the same thing, no matter where we live, how we talk, and like what walk of life we're in, all around the world. And it's so true. Even the top authors have started out with, you know, a blank page. And if they're moms, they have 100% wiped a poopy butt too. They've had self-doubt. In a really wonderful way, know you're not unique in the boring, scary aspects of life. Everyone experiences it, so push on through. Connect with others going through it. You're not alone. I 100% promise you that. All right, guys, there you have it. 7 ideas that I've come up with to try to help you in your journey of overcoming imposter syndrome. We'll never overcome it, let's be honest. We probably won't, but we can do our best to try to not let it affect us in our work. And really just remember that we need to have the confidence. Let's see, let's go back to our list. Practice makes perfect, but also forget about being perfect. Confidence is like playing a role. Your unique journey is your greatest asset. Feelings can be tricky, so remember what is actually happening and how good you are over that feeling. Don't forget to celebrate every win. And remember, have a crew or a mentorship. It's really just like having a compass in life that will always point you in the right direction. All right, Arianna Huffington had this quote that I read, and I was like, oh, I want to end with this. This is good. Okay, listen. She said, the greatest obstacle for me has been the voice in my head that I call my obnoxious roommate. I wish someone would invent a tape recorder that we could attach to our brains to record everything we tell ourselves. We would realize how important it is to stop this negative self-talk. It means pushing back against our obnoxious roommate with a dose of wisdom. Everyone, you're doing a great job. Don't listen to the brain when it decides to tell you that you're not amazing and you're not doing your best and you're not succeeding, because you're succeeding. And you know what? I'm here rooting you on every step of the way. I'll see you next week. Are you on Instagram or Facebook? Of course you are. Follow the podcast and me online at Kelly Heil at Moms Who Create Podcast. And let's keep this community growing. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back next week to talk about taxes. Taxes, you say? Well, that's boring. You know what? Not if you're an indie author or small business owner and you need help. So I'm here to help you with MK Williams to give you a really amazing resource next week. Be on the lookout. Thanks, guys.